Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. Vice President Mike Pence says the CDC will soon revise its guidelines for reopening the nation's schools. Pence, who leads the coronavirus task force, says kids need to return to class for reasons beyond learning.
For children that have mental health issues, for special needs children, for nutrition, for children in communities facing persistent poverty, the school is the place where they receive all those services.
The Trump administration warns that schools refusing to reopen could lose federal funding. The threat comes amid a resurgence of COVID-19 infections in more than three dozen states. According to Johns Hopkins University, the number of coronavirus cases in the U.S. now exceeds 3 million, with more than 132,000 deaths. Mississippi's governor says he's prepared to reimpose restrictions on businesses as COVID-19 infections rise there. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports that the state's health care system is nearing capacity.
Republican Governor Tate Reeves is sounding the alarm on what he calls a slow-moving disaster with spiking coronavirus cases in Mississippi.
We have seen day after day of very, very high numbers. The fact is that the crunch on our hospital system is not a hypothetical. It is not in the future. It is now. It is here.
The outbreak has hit the Mississippi legislature, where 26 lawmakers and at least 10 Capitol staffers have tested positive for COVID-19. Many lawmakers were seen in close proximity, not wearing face coverings during last week's legislative session. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
The Trump administration is celebrating a victory in its ongoing legal battle over the Affordable Care Act. In a 7-2 ruling Wednesday, the U.S. Supreme Court said that employers can be exempt from health care law's birth control requirement because of religious or moral objections. Details from NPR's Sarah McCammon.
The Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare or the ACA, requires most employer health plans to cover contraception without a copay. There are some exceptions, such as for churches and synagogues, and the Supreme Court has taken up related challenges before. The court decided in 2014, for example, that the company Hobby Lobby could opt out of the birth control coverage requirement because of the owner's religious beliefs. The Trump administration expanded those exemptions to allow a broader category of employers to opt out of the ACA requirement because of religious or moral objections. The states of Pennsylvania and New Jersey challenged those rules, but the court's majority sided with the Trump administration, saying the administration has the authority to carve out religious and moral exemptions for employers who object to providing birth control coverage for their employees. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
In pre-market trading, U.S. futures are higher. This is NPR. The UN Security Council remains deadlocked over competing resolutions on extending cross-border aid to Syria. As NPR's Deborah Amos reports, the UN says an expiring program is critical to saving millions of lives.
A humanitarian aid program has become political as Western capitals face off against Russia and China. At stake is approval for cross-border aid deliveries from Turkey to Syrians who live in areas outside of government control. Around 3 million Syrians rely on that food and medicine. Russia wants aid deliveries to go through Damascus, but has agreed that one Turkish crossing can remain open for another 6 months. Western powers vetoed that proposal in a vote on Wednesday. It was the second vote this week without a resolution. If there is no compromise, the program ends at midnight on Friday, putting millions of Syrians at risk. Deborah Amos, NPR News.
Australia is suspending its extradition treaty with Hong Kong, citing a new security law that China imposed on the semi-autonomous city. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says his government is also extending visas for Hong Kong residents in Australia, estimated to be around 100,000. Morrison says students will be offered the opportunity to stay for 5 years after they graduate and to apply for permanent residency. The Federal Reserve says consumer borrowing declined 5.3% in May for the third straight month. Americans have been spending less since the coronavirus pandemic began in the U.S. in March. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.